Welcome to another 100 at 100, research for our next century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Diane Dozer. She's from the famous Department of Geological Sciences. Diane, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us, what do you do? What's your original research here?
Well, I'm a geophysicist, so what I do is I use different measurements of the property of the Earth to figure out what's down there beneath the surface of the Earth. So I measure the magnetic field of the Earth, the gravity field, the way that sound waves pass through the Earth, and I use all of those techniques to tell us something about what's inside the Earth.
So that could involve looking for petroleum or looking for earthquake regions. I mean, it's got a rather a large range of possibilities.
Yes, it goes all the way from actually looking at high wave pavements to the core of the Earth. We use geophysics in all of those techniques.
I mean, one thing I think the listener may not know is that we talk about gravity, but the gravitational force is not the same everywhere in the Earth. Why is that?
That's correct. There are differences in the density of materials. So, say, loose material is not going to be as dense, and it's not going to pull a person standing over the material as much as, say, standing on bedrock. And we use those differences in density to tell us how deep the basins are here around El Paso, and that helps us estimate water resources as well as how the basin might be shaped by faults that could produce earthquakes.
I know we're part of an international scheme for measuring earthquake intensities, right?
Right. So besides the local work we do, we're participating in a number of projects with Mexico on recording earthquakes. And then I also work on studying earthquakes in New Zealand and Alaska.
So all rather nice places. Alaska
they are.
In the summer, New Zealand in the winter?
Well, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it's New Zealand in our summer, which can be quite cold.
Right. So tell us, what's the most amazing discovery you think you can look back on and say, boy, I was really, really excited when I first heard this result or when I saw this result?
I think some of the ongoing work we're doing right now, collaborating with our colleagues in Juarez, where we're looking at the shape of the basins here around El Paso and how that may control where we see our pockets of fresh water, is a really exciting thing we're doing right now.
Why are they pockets of fresh water? I mean, is it a whole topography down there, little underground mountains?
A little underground mountains, little barriers to water flow, areas where we've had looser sediment deposited, so that means that we have more water in those areas where the sediment's looser, and all of that contributes to our water supply.
And all of this work you're doing with groups of students both here and in Mexico.
Yes, and also involving community college students. So it doesn't take a lot of training to get involved and start research.
It takes a lot of training to analyze all the geophysics, though, right?
That's right, but even just collecting simple data and making maps is something that many students can do, even high school students.
So it's a very big interdisciplinary also?
Or yes.
Is it mainly all people studying geophysics?
It can be a very interdisciplinary type of thing, and we like to make more people involved because it really affects all of us.
So if you're interested in doing geophysics with Diane Dozer, she's in the geology department. You're listening to 100 at 100, research for our next century, a celebration of our 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.